Welcome to the Weekly Wind Down, and thank you so much for joining us at Season 2. We are so glad to be renewed for this season on the For All Women of Color Network. On today's episode, we are going to approach Part 2 of our Single Parents of Daughters episode, and we promise that this episode promises to be more thought-provoking, more entertaining, because guess what? I promised you guys I was going to get a man on the show, and this time I have a male father to a daughter, and he's parenting alone. So you know that's going to be interesting. So I will ask you to fill up your glass of wine or your drink of choice and come back for this episode of the Weekly Wind Down. Welcome to this episode of the Weekly Wind Down. I have a very, very special guest with me today. As promised, ladies, I said I was going to get some males on this show. And so today, I really thought it was important to bring a good friend of mine on the show, because we always think of single parents as women. And there are single parents out here that are men. There are men that are parenting alone. And I thought it was very important to make sure that their voice is heard and that they share a little bit of their experience of parenting alone with you. So I have a special guest. His name is Carlos Johnson. Carlos is a phenomenal single father. He works. He makes sure that he takes care of his 11-year-old daughter, Zion, and provides her with everything that she needs in order to grow into the strong Black queen that we know she's going to be. So, Carlos, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. So I'm just going to tell you, relax. You see, Carlos got his drink, because you know we got to relax on this show, especially when we're talking about this kind of stuff. So, Carlos, first let me just ask you, would you rather be called a single parent, or would you like to, people just say you're parenting alone?
Parenting alone, just a parent, you know, doing what I have to do.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Y'all hear that? All right. So my guest on part one, I told her to kind of explain some of the experiences that she experiences as a single mom. What are some experiences that you think you experience as a single dad that may be different than something that I may experience as a single mom?
Well,
especially to a daughter, because you're talking about to a daughter.
That's what I was about to say. Just having a daughter, it's pretty much different than having a son, because I have to do things a lot different. You know, especially when it comes to getting her hair done and maybe
you don't do it yourself?
I have. You know, I wash her and
you wash what?
Wash her hair.
Her?
Hair.
Where are you from? With that accent, I gotta ask, where are you from? Where are you from, Carlos?
St. Louis, originally from St. Louis.
All right, Midwest. All right. Go ahead. So I'm sorry.
It's all good. But yeah, just raising a female is a lot different from raising a male, because just things like that, trying to learn how to wash her hair or taking her to go get her hair braided, because I don't have time to try to do her hair in the morning. So just things like that, and trying to...
You haven't dealt with the other stuff yet, have you?
No, she I've been prepping.
Okay.
You know, I got people in my circle that, you know, that can help out with it.
Okay.
You know, she got books that she can read, so she's aware of what's going on. But
okay.
And just that's one of the main things. When she was younger, trying to teach her how to bathe herself, you know, because females is not like a little man. You know, it's pretty much hop in, do what you gotta do, and hop out. A female has to take care of, you know, do a little bit more,
right,
just to make sure that they're ready. And it's been a challenge. It's been a challenge.
Okay. And so have you, I know I said at the beginning of the show that your daughter's 11. Have you been parenting her by yourself since birth, or how long has it been that you've been a single parent?
No, I actually have had her since she was about, I would say about five or six, I would say about six.
Okay.
Since kindergarten, basically.
So were you married to a mom?
Yeah, we were married, and we separated. We separated for a while, then tried to make it work again. Went to counseling and everything. Everything wasn't how it should have been, so we ended up going back through the whole scenario, going through divorce or whatnot. So after that, I I basically did what I had to do because, I mean, I didn't really want to try to make it seem like, oh, she's just mine. But, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes not all women, but some women try to play, be vindictive and try to do certain things. So I wasn't going to let that, you know, let her pull that over my head and try to do, just take over the whole situation okay. and take control of it.
And I'm going to go ahead and give a disclaimer on this show. We say, I'm a real woman. I'm having real talk for everyone to have real growth. So what that means is you ain't got to sugarcoat nothing for me.
Okay.
Say what you mean. Me, cause you ain't talking about me, Joe. It ain't, you know what I'm saying? It ain't going to really hurt right. me at all. I mean, so definitely go ahead and say what right. you mean.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's things that other men have went through, but I just wasn't gonna be. I wasn't going to be that type of person to just let it go.
So you filed for sole custody?
Because I was the one that filed for the divorce. Mm-hmm. I filed for just to have the primary care okay. of the child.
Okay.
Because she was just doing when we were separated. She would do certain things when she had a kid mm-hmm. that I didn't agree with. Mm-hmm. And I just wasn't going to let that, you know, go that way.
Okay. Well, it takes a strong man to even yeah. care. I'm just going to be honest with you because a lot of men, a.k.a. my baby daddy, would not even be concerned with
yeah.
what, especially if being concerned meant that they had the child, had to have the child all the time by themselves.
Right. So a lot of people, and I mean, I've heard it, you know, some people be like, man, I just pay the child support and just get on about my way, mm-hmm. you know, and just do what I can. But I wasn't going to be that person to be like, I just pay the child support because I knew I wanted to take care of my child. And, I wasn't finna, to me, just saying, okay, well, I'm just gonna pay child support and let her do it. That's just taking the easy way out, okay. you know.
Well, if I had a hat on, I'd take the hat off to you. Cause that's some good stuff. I really commend you.
I appreciate
for making that decision. I'm gonna ask one more question before we cut to break. In part one, I asked my female guest, did she think any of her childhood experiences played a role in her becoming a single parent? And so I'm gonna ask you that same question as well.
When you say play a role in becoming a single parent or
choosing to be a single parent?
I'm sorry?
Choosing to be a single parent. I guess
she chose to be one?
You chose. Yeah, she, well,
no, yeah. I didn't choose to be a single parent.
Well, you chose to get a divorce.
Right.
And so but, that meant that you would
parent. But I mean, just because you get a divorce doesn't mean that you're the single parent because when people get a divorce, you got a co-parent. Mm-hmm. If you're not co-parenting, then you become a single parent because the other parent is not trying to do what they're supposed to do. So it wasn't a choice of, I want to be a single parent, so I'm going to get a divorce. No, the situation wasn't working, mm-hmm. and I tried to go through with the situation, so I chose for it. I wasn't going to sit there in that environment because kids can feed off of that,
yeah.
and they can feel that tension in the air. So versus me staying in that marriage, and everybody end up being miserable because that tension breaks down to the kids, mm-hmm. and they feel that, so the negative energy is all throughout the house.
Well, I guess that's when we can distinguish between single parent and parenting alone.
Because
being a single parent just means that you're singly raising the child in your home at that point alone. That don't mean the other parent isn't active, but parenting alone means you parenting alone.
True.
So I would say if we go with that question, so you chose to be a single parent. You didn't choose to parent alone.
Right.
You didn't
right.
think you were going to be parenting alone.
Yeah,
and do you think that... because when I shared with my other guests, I said that I'm going to be honest. I kind of, when I asked my daughter's father, look, the doctor is saying, if I want to have a child, I need to do it now. Do you want to be the father? If not, I'm going to have to do other things, but we're together, so I'm going to give you that option. And then I said right after that, don't make the decision based on me and you staying together.
So you weren't planning on staying with him in the first place, Sal?
Probably not. And the whole childhood experience thing is what made me bring that up, because I think I thought like that because I watched my mother
right.
raise me by herself. So right. I just felt like, oh, you can raise a child alone, right. In a sense. I didn't, but I gave him a choice because I didn't want a parent alone. I possibly wanted to be a single parent.
Right.
So it's a difference. Yeah. So do you think that any child
No, I think Just my experience, because my mom was a single parent of two. I don't think that I chose, okay, well, I'm going to be a single parent because she done it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's best that if a kid can grow up in a healthy environment of a home with a mom and a dad, because a lot of things that they see, if it's the right environment, they see how it's supposed to be, mm-hmm. versus how it shouldn't be, mm-hmm. you know. And we, as people, as not just us or other people in general, no matter the race or whatnot, they tend to, you don't want, I'm not gonna say that they tend to think that that's how it's supposed to mm-hmm. be, but we get accustomed to, okay, every house should be a single house. Mm-hmm. But if you notice, probably just from the statistics, people that has a mom and a dad in the household, they tend to stick with their relationships a little bit mm-hmm. better and a little bit longer, just depending on the type of environment of the house.
Yeah, oh, I totally agree.
You know what I mean?
That's why I even brought up the whole childhood thing, because you mirror what you see.
Yeah, exactly.
And as much as your parent tries to let you know that what we're in right now is not what it should be, the child is experiencing what they're in. Right,
exactly.
Now,
and then,
know?
They see other people around them mm-hmm. with that same type of experience.
Okay. So what I'm going to ask you to do is take another sip. I'm going to tell you guys to do the same thing. We're going to come back. We're going to take a break for a minute. We're going to come back. We're going to next segment. You know, I know we were serious, but I thought that you guys really should hear from the male perspective what it's like to be a single parent of a daughter. We're going to come back in the next segment, talk about a few more things that's going to make Carlos start sweating a little more. It ain't going to be the drink. But you guys, make sure that you tune in, and we'll be right back with the Weekly Wind Down. Welcome back to the Weekly Wind Down. I would be remiss if I didn't say that we are filming our first episode of season 2 during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which is the reason why I'm wearing my pin, because I am blessed to say that I am currently a 14-year breast cancer survivor. I would not be saying I'm a survivor if I did not detect my breast cancer early. So make sure that you guys are doing self-examinations and going and see your doctor, because self-examinations and early detection saves lives. Please make sure that you're doing that. And okay, we took care of the, to me, important business, but we're going to get back with our part 2 of our single parent of daughters episode with my special guest, Mr. Carlos Johnson. He has been doing so good, haven't he, ladies? Well, everyone, I'm going to say ladies, but I know the ladies is happy to see a man in this chair. They was tired of us just talking to each other. But okay, so Carlos, I have one more question. One more, I'm gonna say, serious question. And that question is, do you feel guilty for choosing the person that you chose to be the mother of your child because they didn't stick around?
I won't say I feel guilty. Mm-hmm. Wish the circumstances probably could have turned out different for my child. But the whole situation, I would say it was a learning experience, you know, especially for when you decide to bring another person into your kid's life or my kid's life. You just look for certain things and check, see certain detections from the previous situation and be like, hey, let me reevaluate this real quick, you know. But I wouldn't say that I feel guilty. I just hate that my daughter has to go through the situation at hand, you know what I mean? Because it's not a...
So her mother just doesn't come around or...
No, I mean, I hate to say it, but she's absent. You might see her more than me.
Hey, you're not saying.
Right, you know what I mean? I hate to say it, but it's one of those things, you know, I mean... It sucks, you mm-hmm. know. It really do sucks that, you know, you have to see your kid go through those types of situations, you know, to see your kid sad or break down because the other parent, I'm not going to speak just for females, because mm-hmm. we got dads out here, too, that don't do what they're supposed mm-hmm. to do.
Well, this is probably surprising for our viewers to even hear that a woman,
yeah.
because, you know, women are always dogging out the men,
exactly.
saying how they deadbeats, this, isn't that.
But see,
so to hear that a woman, and I'm not going to call her a deadbeat, but to hear that a woman is not being there and being active in her child's life, I think our viewers needed to hear that because right. we kind of always beating up on y'all, you know.
Exactly.
And so I think they need to see
right.
a good, strong, and then you happen to be a black man who's doing what he's supposed to do.
Right.
So, you know, I just
But, you know, it's quite a few women out here that say that they're single parents, but you got the father that's really trying to do something, but they still try to dog him out just being spiteful because, why? I don't know, because this guy's out here that's really trying to take care of their kids and be there for their kids, but you got the woman that's being spiteful, or he might even help all the time or make sure that he's doing something, but she want to scream and say, oh, I'm a single parent, I'm not doing nothing.
And that's usually because he don't want to be with her,
yeah,
or she don't like
exactly.
the new girlfriend, or whatever the case may be.
And that just don't make
and
sense.
That's stupid.
You know, it's stupid. The vindictive ways will eventually catch up with you. You know.
Oh, I totally agree. Well, in your answer about the guilt, I'm going to say, because we kind of both were in the same, we didn't have kids before. So when you
exactly.
was dating without children, it's
well,
different.
She had
I'm saying
kids.
You yeah. didn't have any and I didn't have any.
Right.
So
exactly.
when we're dating without children, you're not looking at all the stuff when you're choosing that you should be looking for or that you would be looking for when you have a child.
Right.
So I'm just giving us a defense, you know, because we were free, you know.
Yeah.
You ain't really thinking about all that other stuff. It's not until later when the child comes into play that your thought process changes
exactly.
about
yeah.
who you totally. Want in your life, you
totally.
Know,
yeah.
and what type of mate you should be choosing. So I get you.
Yes.
And I'm sure you wasn't, you know, you seen her, she had children, but you may not even been thinking about eventually we may have a child and how that may turn out, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know,
I thought it would turn out to be pretty good, but you know, things happen, situations happen, but you take that with a grain of salt and you just try to make the best of it. You know, and that's pretty much
Look
what
at
I
you.
Did.
So profound. You better go ahead, boy. Well, that actually kind of leads into my next question really well, because we're talking about choosing. So now that you are a single dad who is parenting alone,
mm-hmm.
what do you consider when you're choosing dating women or bringing women into your life now that you are, you know, raising your daughter in your house?
Well, say, for instance, if I meet somebody, I don't rush to bring them into my child surrounding or in that circle. I take time to try to get to know that person myself to kind of see where they headed or what their background is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of times when we meet people, that's the representative, you know what I mean?
So
you mean the representative. So I mean, you have to just take time. I know myself, I take time and just try to get to know that person for myself to see if I can see myself around that person or if I can see myself with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Before I bring my child on into that circle.
Okay. I was going to say, it's probably so much different for you being a single dad than it is for us women. We're single. You probably got women beating down the doors because they think for them, that's like such a good sign. Like, oh my God, look, he's raising his daughter alone. He's probably such a good guy, you know? And so they really, as opposed to men, like, oh Lord, she got a child. She gonna probably want me to be the daddy and all these different things. So
yeah,
I'm sure that's probably hard to kind of weed through
yeah,
the different
I mean,
women.
Probably, and I'm not gonna say, if I had a son, I don't know how different it'd be, to be honest, you know what I mean? But it's, You have to just play it a little different, you
okay.
know. You have to move around a little different, but you know, luckily, I've been put in good positions to where I don't bring her around people that I've
you
met.
You're not sure about
right
yet.
that I haven't met, but you know, right now everything is pretty good.
Okay, so pretty good meaning you single? You know, because look, we might have some viewers might be like, Carlos, you know. Oh, look at Carlos. He working. He raising his daughter. He pretty handsome. We need to know if you on the market, off the market.
No,
your story with you.
I'm not. I've been blessed to have somebody in my corner to help out a lot, you know, and it's a blessing.
Okay. Okay, help out with your daughter and help out taking care of you, too.
Of course.
All right, yeah. All right. So, ladies, I'm sorry. I know y'all might have been peeping him, but, you know, right now he's not on the market. And I'm actually, as his friend, I'm happy to hear that because it definitely does take a village. And him raising a daughter alone, you need to have a good woman around. It would help. So I'll say I'm happy for you. Keep praying for you, girl.
Right.
But
hey, it happens at the strangest moment. You'll be surprised.
That you're so profound. So we're going to definitely talk about, by the fact that you are still single and parenting alone, is the mother helping out financially? Do you get anything or?
It's bare minimum, but that all came through as far as with the our divorce, okay. Our divorce case or whatnot. You know, it's there, but it's not much. You know, but it's nothing that it is what it is.
Okay, you know? You don't be hounding her though about.
Honestly, I'm not gonna say I hound her about it, but I would treat her how she would treat me.
Okay,
I would just call the people and be like, hey. See what she doing, cause we ain't seen her. The daycare ain't been paid.
Okay, no, you gotta do what you gotta do. Like
you know, and you might have a lot of men like, I ain't finna ask for no child support. I don't need her money. Hey, she gonna do you the same way.
Yeah, and so, y'all both decided
and
to have
we
a
both,
child.
I mean, it's our child. I mean, she's not coming around. My daughter, I mean, it's been a while since my daughter seen her.
That is so weird
to
me.
Yeah, it's been quite a while, you know, and you know, my daughter could ask me questions, but like I always tell her, I can't answer those questions for you. When you do talk to her or when you do see her, those are questions you need to ask her.
Yeah, and I'll just say this, it's usually hard for the kids to do that.
And yeah, because she's so happy.
They're so happy to actually have a conversation that they don't want to make them mad.
Right.
They think that means then they're not going to call no more. How long will it be before they call again?
Right, so. You know, and I mean, that kids are very inquisitive, you know. Mm-hmm. It's strange because, you know, it's crazy because just the other day, you know, kids are kids, you know, and she kind of asks questions about this or that. And, you know, you try to, when they're so young, you try to blow it off a little bit because you don't want to give them all that at once. You want them to be able to get older to try to understand it, you know. But sometimes you just have to be truthful with them on certain things, but I don't go too far into depth with it.
So I'm going to ask you this. Yeah. I know you don't want to, probably ain't thinking about this now, but are you ready? Because she's 11. You ready? About 3-4 more years for the dating and the boys and all that.
Because
I seen
no
Zion,
right
y'all. She's the cutie pie.
We got a long while before that.
Are you ready?
She got what? She graduated.
What's a long? Oh, Lord. Oh, baby got to wait. But she got to go to homecoming and promise.
I'll go with her.
She don't want no old man for a date.
You know, we'll talk about that when it comes.
Okay. See, y'all. Look, it's so funny. Dads, now he was somebody's son.
I mean, because honestly, I'm just gonna be true. I know how young men can be, you know, and you can only try to tell them, but they're gonna have to go through their own, you know, those heartbreaks and stuff like that. So, you know, it's gonna be hard to see that because, you know, when she do go on that first date, I might be that dad. You know, they got all my guns right there. Like, let me talk to you for a second.
right. Well, you definitely, hey, hopefully you keep a female in your life and tell her what to do. You tell her from the male perspective. If not, I'm still your girl. You can always bring her over to school. And then, look, then right. The boys be crying to you, asking you why Zion treat them so bad.
Exactly. They're going to have a problem on their hands.
Well, again, Carlos, I just want to thank you so much for being willing to, as I always say, take the veil off, sit in the chair, be honest. Your conversation, your input today, definitely, I'm sure it helped me. So I know it's helping the viewers today. Ladies, men, if you are not active in your child's life, I'm going to speak for myself, and I'm sure Carlos can speak from his perspective. You need to really work to do better.
It's a must. You have to. I mean, they didn't ask to be here.
It's never too late. Children yearn both of their parents. You may have to do some extra work, but it's worth it having a relationship with your child, and it benefits everyone involved.
Exactly.
So I want to thank you guys for watching. I want to thank Carlos for being my guest. We're going to end the show, as always, with a Monique J thought. As I always say, this mind of mine's, oh my goodness, it's just like dope. It comes up with all these quotes and things. I don't know where they come from. I wake up with them. We're going to end the show with a Monique J thought. So we'll be right back with you. Grab your glass of wine or your drink of choice, like Carlos is doing. Take a sip, come back, and we'll be back with the end of the Weekly Wind Down. Welcome back to the Weekly Wind Down, and we would love for you to join our discussion by hashtagging the Weekly Wind Down, FAWOC. Ask your questions, give us your comments and your feedback on this episode, as well as any of the other episodes that you have seen. So, as I promised, I'm going to end this week's episode with a Monique J thought. This one is short, sweet, yet profound. The thought for the day is, you can't fix what you won't face. Think about that. Ponder on it. Join us next episode for the Weekly Wind Down.